I take my text from the third chapter of Genesis, the lesson which is read at the Matins this morning. And the Lord God said to the woman, "Why hast thou done this?" And she answered, "The serpent deceived me, and I did eat." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. An air of deception hangs about this day. Oh, not that the Immaculate Conception, as heretics blasphemously claim, not that the Immaculate Conception is false, that Mother Church should have deceived us in teaching that by the foreseen merits of the death of her Son, Jesus Christ, His mother Mary was preserved from the stain of original sin from the very first moment of her existence, the doctrine we call the Immaculate Conception. No, pre-purified, says one of the great Greek fathers, Saint Gregory Nazianzen, and joining the Eastern Church in their wondrous and poetic praise, is Mary's dowry in the Middle Ages, the Church of England, the very first to keep this feast day in honor of Our Lady, conceived without sin. Almighty God can neither deceive nor be deceived, and He speaks to us, so it is from the beginning, through His Immaculate Bride, our Mother, the Church. And in Mary, as in the Church, there is no stain, nor wrinkle, nor spot of sin. There could be no deception. But deception, yes, is tied to this day in history, both sacred and profane. Most ancient, at the beginning, and not that long ago, nor far away. The vigil yesterday was the 75th anniversary of the day that will live in infamy, the 7th of December, 1941. That was a day of deception, we know now, of cunning and crafty planners for America's entrance into yet another world war in order to remake the world. By deceiving a still mostly isolationist American public that Pearl Harbor was a sneak attack when they knew about it all along, and so many died that day. And acting as though the government did, they had worked for peace when they had planned and for a war, they did all but provoke. Deception from the highest office in our land. Sadly, today, that's no surprise to us. But still, this land is dedicated to her, the Immaculate One. This is the feast day of our country's patroness, and thus did she protect us during those terrible days of long ago, the second of the world wars. You know, the first military chaplain to die in World War II was an American priest, a young priest from Iowa, son of German immigrant parents. He had learned his prayers in German at his mother's knee. At 7 o'clock on the 7th of December, a Sunday that year, the vigil, he had offered Holy Mass on board the Oklahoma, and at 8 o'clock, he was helping his altar boy, the young man who had served him, to escape out a porthole. No one else was around to be saved. He was halfway out, but he saw another group of young sailors coming and insisted he be put back through again so that he could assist them and save their lives. And thus he died, as many a priest has done, saving others. His golden chalice was retrieved, a beautiful symbol of the heart, the pure of heart, of Mary's immaculate heart. There is no deception in a pure heart. But should it not be so that this day's date still be linked to deception, to trickery? But how? The Feast of the Immaculate Conception. But this is the very writing of sacred history itself. It is the whole story of our race changed by one lie, by one act of deceit. The serpent deceived me, and I did eat. Reviewing my catechism yesterday, children, that's a good idea. Adults, an excellent idea. Review your catechism regularly. I saw again the evil of original sin, Adam and Eve, how they were perfectly happy in the garden of paradise, with so many lights and graces and so many helps to do good, to do God's will there in the garden. And yet comes the serpent to deceive them, walking, not on his belly yet, that should have been a clue to them, a fallen angel disguised as a snake. Eve listens. It's always the first step in temptation turned into sin, is it not? She listens and she's tricked. But she's immaculate, and she was our first mother. Eve, imagine it, listens to Satan, and she suspects God of lying to her and of jealousy. And she forgets all that she owes the good God and believes the word of a rebellious fallen angel, giving preference to a creature, and such a creature, rather than the Creator, showing utter ingratitude for all of God's goodness. Behold, children, that's the malice of sin. No wonder, even after its stain is effaced, washed away by baptism, traces of it remain with us all of our days, and that our lives and our history should always be dogged by deception at our heel. Trickery, fed by falsehood and jealousy and ingratitude, but thank God today for the Immaculate Conception, for this privilege whereby the new Eve, the mother of the living, is preserved in her own conception, sinless, full of grace. That she should have said so long ago, yes, to the angel of light, and not no. And then conceived a son, our Savior, the new Adam. And she conceived by believing, by trust, not trickery, and by giving all to God. All of herself went to God in great gratitude and utter truth. This is the teaching infallible of Holy Mother Church. And you know not the least of the lies today and the ugly damage done is that of the throwing of mud at our good and holy mother, the Catholic Church, as though the Immaculate Bride could be somehow the mistress of error, and it would be up to you to sort it out between the two extremes, as though the Church could propose falsehood by her own authority as a teacher, the magisterium in matters of faith and morals. But so many swallow that particular lie whole. The Novus Ordo, including many a person who would be a good and a faithful Catholic, but they are deceived in this. The era of deception is not done. The serpent deceived me, and I did eat. But we are Mary's immaculate children. But we are Catholics, and proud Catholics, members of the Holy Church. Enough of deception, and enough of lies. All honor and glory to Almighty God, and to His Immaculate Mother, to our good and holy Mother, the Catholic Church. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.